Nashville, station on 2 for AdSep.
Good morning, Chris. We are with you on 2 for AdSep.
Hey, I've got the Gem Camera 2 set up with a view of AdSep. You're welcome to come aboard and let me know if you need any adjustments for that.
Copy that. Chris, we appreciate it, and we have a good field of view. Copy, thumbs up.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and PWD.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, good morning, Jessica. We have a 15-minute LOS coming up soon, and we'd like to deactivate PWD not long after we're AOS again. So this is your 30-minute water warning, and just letting you know I'll check back in with you right after we're AOS to make sure you're ready for us to deactivate PWD.
Okay, this is a 30-minute warning, so pretty much it will occur as it is on the timeline. I see that it's for like an hour and 40 minutes or so.
Affirmative.
Okay, awesome. Thanks for the heads up.
Houston, station on 2 for VelociCalc.
We are with you on 2.
Quick question. I can't seem to find the serial number 1001 VelociCalc units. The bag kind of exploded when I opened it. I'm not sure if it was in there. I have 1003, and in the interest of time, there's a lot of measurements to take. I was wondering if I can use 1003, and hopefully 1001, we can find it at some point.
Checking. And Chris, back with you on 2. Unfortunately, the VelociCalc unit serial number 1003 is expired, and 1001 is needed. We would like you to continue to search for that unit. We don't have an alternate location for you. If you're unable to complete all of the measurements.
Okay, yeah, the RFID reader is not coming up with anything either on it. I'm assuming it should have an RFID tag. I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, I don't see it around here, but I'll keep looking. It's possible it slipped out of the bag somewhere, but, yeah, I do not see it.
Copy all, and if you're unable to complete all the measurements today, we can defer them. The uncompleted ones for later.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep looking and we'll see what we can do. I mean, I looked at the number of measurements, and if you kind of do the math of like 30 seconds per measurement, it's going to be tight even if everything goes nominally. So we'll see how it goes.
Thank you, and just so you're tracking, beam is our priority today.
Copy that. Thanks for that.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew and PWD.
So he's listening?
Hey, just calling to check if y'all are ready for us to take down PWD.
We are ready. Thank you.
And work. Thank you.
So station on 2.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm in the ultrasound activity. I've got the camera view up, so I'm getting the ultrasound turned on now. I'm going to finish the conclude HRS, since that was a pink one. I'll finish that one after we get done with the ultrasound activities.
Copy that. Works for us.
I think this will be an adequate view.
And Jessica, we are still not seeing the view on the ground, but we're troubleshooting it down here. You are good to continue working the procedure, though.
Okay, copy. And just making sure I'm using the expected camera. I have the camera without the box underneath. I'm sure these two are labeled as which to which, so I can double-check if you need.
We are checking standby. And Jessica Huntsville, back with you on 2. We believe you have the right camera. We're seeing it on, but troubleshooting why we're not seeing the view down here on the ground.
Okay, copy. Thanks. And I did get one warning on the ultrasound. It says at least one of the built-in users, ADM or USR, still have the default password. Please set new passwords on these users to increase security. I'm assuming I just click OK there. It says do not show this warning at next startup, and just click OK.
And Abram, you can just click OK.
Copy. And Huntsville, per step 3.2 of 2.002, check in with you for good hardware connectivity as well.
And we're checking for connection now. Stand by. And Jessica, we are not seeing good connectivity. We want to confirm you tapped toggle streamer. It should be in the bottom side of the screen.
I did, and I saw the momentary box pop up, but I can try that again.
And Jessica, we just got a good stream. You're good to continue after 3.2.
Okay, copy. So station on 2 for ultrasound.
you on 2?
I'm in step 4.5 of 2.002. I did connect the wideband probe, and it says check for wideband and next to the date and time, and I don't see where it's saying wideband anywhere. Do you see that?
Copy the question. Check.
It does say the correct probe. It does say ML6-15-RF iSafe, but I just don't see wideband.
And Jessica, we're hearing it defaulted to the primary name for that probe, but you're good to continue.
Okay, copy. Can you just give me a big picture? I haven't looked at the next activity of what we're actually imaging, just to see if I need to change my clothes or not.
Yeah, stand by one. And Jessica, it sounds like you'll just be imaging your neck, jugular vein area, so we believe you are in appropriate clothes for the scan.
Sounds good. My neck's definitely exposed.
Houston Station on 2 for transfer water.
We are with you on 2.
Ready for filling EDV. Number 1463 is empty, and we're ready for continue.
Copy. That's a good serial number. In step 3.2, your estimated offload time is 26 minutes, 26 minutes. And in step 3.3, you are go.
Copy, 26 minutes and 3.3 to go.
So station on 2.
What do you want to?
Ben, 1.1 of 2.003, looking to see which audio channel will be on and that you have private video as well.
And Jessica, affirm, we have private video and audio. You can meet Rebecca and Hung on Private Space Ground 4.
All right, I'll meet them on 4. Thank you.
Station Houston on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Velocicow.
Go ahead, Auntie.
Chris, just wanted to catch you before you stowed all that equipment. Can we get the serial number for the probe that you used? And if you found the VelociCalc, how and where?
The probe was 1022. It should have been, I thought we recorded it, but maybe not. But yeah, it was 1022. And we were looking around Node 3. We didn't see it. And then 5 minutes later, it was floating right in front of ARED, you know, one of those station things. So we did manage to find it.
What?
Station on 2, Sophie for ADSEP.
Hey Sophie, we are with you on 2, go ahead.
Alright, I just wanted to check that you have good camera and I can start the process.
And Sophie, we are getting that camera view routed right now, but you're go to get started on that first step.
Good copy, and I have put the serial number of the cleanup kit in the crew notes.
And Sophie, we copied the serial number. And Sophie, Huntsville back with you on 2. No response required, but we have a good field of view, and we're following along. Copy, thumbs up and wave.
Houston Station on 2 for transfer water.
Go ahead on 2.
The rear fill is complete, and I'm ready for step...
Checking. And you are go in step 6.
Step 6.
Huntsville, Sophie on 2. How many turns do you expect me to do for opening the vent?
And Sophie, we're expecting about 3 to 4 turns. It should be free once it opens. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Station on 2 for transfer water. Step 6 and 7 are complete.
Houston copies. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Houston Station on 2.
Go ahead on 2.
Hello, this is Andre, and I would like to tell you about my tablet. About 3 questions for me on the summary. The first one, yes. I tried to log in the app on my tablet. I mean, Optimus tablet. On different iPad. I tried to do it. Yes, it was good. The second one, I don't have any other problems with any apps on my tablet. And the third one, I tried to connect to the SSL VLAN instead of CloudNet, but the same problem on my tablet with Optimus tablet. That's it.
Thank you, Andre. We copy all and we'll continue to investigate.
All right. Thank you so much.
Huntsville, Southbound 2 for AppSet. So just a quick question about the serial numbers and the number of the alphanumeric labels. So I have, for the big fluid loop kit, I have serial number 32942. And then inside this, I see several serial numbers, one for the blue, one for the yellow. But the numbers do not match with what I see.
And we copy, Sophie. We confirm with the PD. You do have the right kit, so you are go to proceed.
So copy, and then I guess I have color coded stuff.
Affirm, they are color coded, and you want to start with the blue one.
So I have in my hand the green one, and on this I read serial number 33376, just for reference.
And we copy that, Sophie. And Sophie, for your awareness, it would be easier for you for tubing routing purposes to start with the blue tubes, and that'll help you out in the future.
Copy. I'll grab the blue one.
And for your awareness, the order in which you're going to be installing this is further down in step 4.11.
Good. Copy. Time to affirm. Sophie, question on the tubing. For inserting the tubing into the tip, there is some captain tape on both sides. Should I leave the captain tape?
And Sophie, you'll need to remove the tape from the reaction chamber prior to installing. I'll get you a step in just a moment.
Okay, that came in garbled, but I understand I removed both sides captain tape.
And you got that, Sophie, yeah. That's a good understanding. Copy, thumbs up.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for all crew. PWD and XPWD are go for use.
Copy on 2, that XPWD and PWD are go.
So that's step... Huntsville from Sophie, step 4.11 complete. All of the four AdSet fields, fluid loops have been installed successfully.
And we copy, Sophie. And Sophie, we and the PD are taking a look. Stand by. And Sophie, we are back up for that handover. One item we noted was that the blue and yellow loops are not in the clip. We need them to go into the clip and not around the clip near the reaction chamber.
Say again for the blue and the yellow?
Yeah, so there should be a clip that the blue and yellow fluid loops go into. We need them to go into instead of curling around the clips near the reaction chamber.
Oh, copy. And all of the bottom fluid loops should go inside this?
Affirm, Sophie, all four of those bottom tubes should go through the clip.
Copy. So now blue and yellow are within. I might have to unscrew and put the white and green because they were not within as well.
And if you need to unscrew them, that's fine, Sophie. And we're about 15 seconds from a 7-minute LOS. We'll catch you on the other side.
Okay, so do I stand by?
Not sure this.
No, you're good to continue. Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and AdSet.
Sophie's listening.
Hey, Sophie. Jumped the gun a little bit before the LOS, but we wanted to check in with you and let you know that before installing the cassette and closing the lid, we do want to take an additional look at the inner workings before moving forward.
All right. So I actually already closed the lid, but I can reopen it. No problem.
Yes, please, and we should have kicked you back in about 5 minutes.
I was at 7.1, ready to move to JPM.
Copy that, Sophie. And we should have kicked you back.
Okay, stand by, and we'll reopen the lid.
Huntsville Station on 2 for centrifuge blood collection still.
With you on 2, Jessica.
Yeah, just to making sure I'm meeting the intent of the stow note here, the procedure says to stow the blood analyzer back in the vascular contingency medical pack, but the stow note has the 0.5 that it's in stay there. So since those are both in step 2.5, just checking the intent was to leave the blood analyzer in that 0.55326, and the battery is still in it as well.
And that's a good understanding, Jessica. Yeah, Jack will be using it tomorrow.
Okay, so I'll leave it there, and battery's in it. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and AdSet.
Huntsville, Sophie on 2, ready to show you the open cassette.
Copy that, Sophie, and we are ready to watch. And Sophie, we have the view, and we're checking with the PD. Stand by 1.
Okay, so I rerouted all of the bottom tubes inside the loop and made sure that it seems that they are ready to move according to the moving tray.
And thank you for your patience, Sophie. We are still checking with the PD, but for your reference, we are making sure we got our I's dotted and our T's crossed because we've had issues in the past with the tubes getting caught up and this caused further work having to unscramble.
Yeah, I understand, and I saw that. Yeah, I could imagine that. So from what I checked is I checked that there is no interference between the bottom tubes and any of the other tubes. I checked that the bottom tubes are in the correct order of the installation so that it makes sense in terms of a moving tray in front. And I checked that the upper tubes are free from interference of any other tubes as well, and that are really on the top and not interfering among each other and with the others.
And so we copy all, and we only have one minor adjustment for you. That top tube on the green, we need you to move it more towards the center of the cassette, kind of like how you see the white tube aligned.
Here we go. And just as a heads up, this might not hold in place because the memory of the tube will make it want to go back when the tray will be moving, I think. But initial positioning is, I think, as per your request recommendation.
And we copy all, Sophie, and we understand. We are good to close it up. Thank you so much.
Is it a go to close?
Affirm, you are good to close the lid. Copy the thumbs up, and again, we appreciate your patience.
My pleasure, and please thank the teams, the PIs, and the engineering teams. It's a very beautiful design.
And Sophie, they appreciate it, and pass along their thanks.
Sir Huntsville, just a quick check. The Ziploc with the empty Ziploc with the fluid kit number 2, should I trash it, or do you want me to keep it?
And Sophie, you are good to trash it. Copy, thumbs up.
And just a quick check before transferring to JPM. So it is closed. Connector pins are good.
And Vantage Dash.
Everything looks good, Sophie.
Bill from Sophie, can you check the settings on the camera in JPM?
And Sophie, we have a good field of view. Copy the thumbs up and the smile.
Gentlemen from Sophie, it's cassette serial number 32104, labeled L2 in Module Charlie.
Copy all. Thank you, Sophie.
Power is back on, and I have good lights in here, 7.8 complete. So now all of the status and ops lights are all just turned off.
Copy all, Sophie, and that was expected. It's booting back up now.
Yeah, so I will work on the cleanup of the MWA, and that will be the end of the procedure.
Copy, sounds good. Happy to work with you.
I'm here. Thank you very much. See ya.
Full station on 2 for ultrasound.
Hey, Jessica, if you're looking for the go in step one, you got it.
I am. Thank you very much.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Jessica and Relax Pro.
Right on 2.
Hey, Jessica, during the morning APC, we wanted you to check the status of the battery on your smartwatch regarding the Relax Pro activity. So if you could just have a look for us regarding that, would be great. Thank you.
Hi. Sorry, I didn't report that earlier. We're currently at 67%, 67.
Copy, 67%. Thank you very much.
Station, Sophie on 2 for CQ cleaning.
Go ahead on 2.
Yep, I wanted to anticipate the CQ cleaning, and I'm in the procedure, and I would be ready for procedure 2.9, procedure 11.2.201, and I'm ready for the CQ tracing.
Hey, Sophie, give us about 10 minutes to get that safing in place for you.
Sure, 10 minutes.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Sophie and CQ cleaning.
Go ahead.
Hey, Sophie, safing is in place in your CQ, so you are go to proceed.
Go to proceed, thanks.
Station Houston on space to ground 2 for Sophie and CQ cleaning.
Go ahead.
It's like correction to my earlier statement. We are working on the CQ saving right now. You are go to proceed, but stop at step 7.9.
Okay, go until 7.9.
Good read, Beck.
Houston Station on 2, Sophie, for CQ cleaning.
Hey, Sophie, if you're looking for a go in step 7.9, you've got it.
Yay! Thank you. I was looking for that.
Houston Station on 2 for PNC.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I had coordinated with my docs. They were going to leave that on the schedule, but they just had to call down if I didn't think I needed it. So I don't have anything for them. We can go ahead and cancel that one, and I'll just follow up them with an email.
We copy. We'll let them know. Thanks for the heads up.
All right. Thank you.
Scuba Station on 2 for GM Camera Robot.
Good day on 2.
Hi, I was just checking in. Looks like the flight is going great, but just wanted to see if any assistance is needed.
No assistance needed at this time yet, but I will let you know if we need one.
Sounds good. Looks like the flying is going great. Thank you.
Houston Station, Sophie on 2 for CQ cleaning.
Go ahead on 2.
Yes, Cleaning Ninja has finished their work and is ready for step 14.2, ready for intake and checkout.
All right, we copy, and that is in work.
Copy. Houston Station on 2, Sophie for CQ cleaning, step 14.8. Intake access panel installation is complete.
And Houston copies your intake access panel installation is complete. Thank you.
Houston Station on 2. Sophie for CQ cleaning, step 16.4. Ready to activate crew quarters.
And Sophie, we copy and we'll put that in work. Thank you.
Thank you to you.
Scuba Station on 2 for GEM Camera Robot.
Go ahead on 2.
Just checking in with my activity to see if any crew action is required at this time.
Thanks for checking, and as you can see, we are in the final approach to the docking station, so give us a few more minutes before we give up.
Okay, yep, I see it flying, and looks great. Just call me if there's anything that you need, and I'm happy to help. Good luck.
Happy, and we will.
Houston, station on 2 for timeline.
With you on 2, Chris, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Any issues if Jack and I start our TOCA water analysis a little early?
No issues, and we have completed steps 1 and 2, so you are go in step 3.
Copy, go in step 3. Thank you. We'll get started.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie for crew quarter at your convenience.
America 2, Sophie listening on 2.
SOV, so your crew quarter is back in nominal condition, so you can set the fan speed as desired, but just report us what fan speed you chose.
I will choose the end-length right way medium.
Medium, Houston copies.
Station Tsukuba on Special Ground 2 for Chris for Gen Camera Lab 2 status.
So Sophie on 2, Jack is right now in the Russian segment doing some CSATC analysis, so is there an emergency? Is there something I can help with?
Thanks, Sophie. It's not a rush, but I have one thing for you. We copied your answer in the DPC crew note, and thank you for that. And we will have a consolidation activity to trash those bags, but you don't have to do anything for today.
Copy, no worries, and if you want, I can do it now or later when you plan it. No worries.
Houston, station 2 for CSACP battery stowage question.
Chris, we see on 2. Go ahead.
Makoto, I think I know the answer to this, but I just wanted to double check that I'm creating a new discharged batteries Ziploc bag for my CSACP task, and that it'll just be these 6 batteries in it that's going in Lab 1 overhead 5 valve 2. Just wanted to double check that there wasn't another bag somewhere that I should be adding to instead.
Copy that. That is a good understanding. Thank you.
Copy all. And just for SA, there appears to I used up all of the CSACP battery except for one. There's one remaining in that lab overhead 5 alpha duplicated.
Houston copies that. Thank you for reporting. Station Houston on 2 for Jack. If you can you rotate the camera a little bit toward right? Facing the camera, rotate toward right, please.
Go to from Jack on 2, just to make it level, or like you want me to pan it one way or the other? What are you asking for?
Yeah, I would like to make it a little bit level. Right now, I think that I think you rotated a little bit too much, so you can just bring it back a little bit. That's perfect. And we are ready for your 10 counts.
Go to from Jack. Sorry, I missed the last thing you wanted from me.
Jack, no, I just accidentally hit the push to talk, so nothing. Sorry, Jack, we need your 10 counts for the voice check.
Looking for a voice check through the microphone, is that right?
That's correct. We have you loud and clear in the microphone with a good voice check.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
So, Jack, we are ready to start the event on time.
As am I. Thank you, sir.
Station Tsukuba on Special Ground 2 for Chris for Gem Camera Lab 2 status.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Okay, thank you for your help for today. And Gem Camera Lab 2 is now back at the docking station, and your assistance is not needed anymore. So thank you so much for moving the big CDB beforehand, and you can replace where it was.
Wonderful, yeah, glad to help, and I took some pictures of it flying and put them on SSC 13 if you'd like.
Love it, so we will check it out. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Station Houston 2 for Jack, we have 2 more minutes before we start the event.
Happy 2 minutes, thank you.
Station, this is Houston, are you ready for the event? Crownfield University, this is Mission Control Houston.
This is Dr. Toby Thompson of Crownfield University. How do you hear me? Jack, it's amazing to have you with us. Expedition 74 flight engineer, Jack Hathaway, MSc in Flight Dynamics, 2015 here at Cranfield University. Hopefully you remember Cranfield University. It's fantastic to hear. One of the most amazing alumni that we have, I think, here. I've got a bunch of questions, Jack, which are from staff here at Cranfield University, from students, and also from our local school, Holywell School at Cranfield Village, which I believed you visited when you were last here. The first of those goes like this, and this is a general question from some of us. What is daily life like in the ISS, physically, mentally, emotionally, cognitively? And what surprised you the most when we saw you come through that hatch onto the ISS? I was about to say that microphone looks heavy and expensive. Don't drop it. But I think you have dropped it already. Another question, if I can, from Holywell School. Look at that. It's amazing. And we're going to get you to do a somersault later on. This one is from Sanvir in Holywell School. And Sanvir is asking about your journey up. How long does the journey into space take? And is it scary? Great question, Sanvir. And for Sanvir's benefit, when you came through that hatch and we saw you do that, what did it smell like? Amazing. Yeah, you're no longer a rookie. This next one is from Linda Bell, Maria Race, Aviation Safety Management and MSc Astronautics. The ISS, as you know, orbits the Earth every 90 minutes, meaning repeated sunrises and sunsets. How does that rhythm, living in microgravity, affect you physically and cognitively? You're showing off now. Oh, yes. Nice one. We do appreciate that. You're playing it down, but it sounds amazing, Jack. This next question is from John Thrower, a staff member here and colleague at Cranfield. In an environment where literally every action matters, how do you maintain decision-making sharpness and an awareness of risk? That's quite a team you're talking about there, Jack. I got a question. This is from Holywell School, and this is from Maisie. Maisie's saying, after you've talked about a lot of work there, what do you do for fun, for entertainment? Can you talk to us about the cupola? So Maisie's wondering, do you listen to music there or watch movies in there? What do you do? Wow, it still sounds fun. This next question is from Dr. Sarah Posman, and this is about 3D printing. Cranfield researchers, as you know, have sent a metal 3D printer to the ISS. From an astronaut's perspective, how valuable is in-space manufacturing? And what kinds of problems does it solve that we can't solve on Earth? And Cranfield University, Jack, are very proud to have that piece of kit on board there. Thank you. This next question is from Robert and Tom from the MSc in Sustainability here at Cranfield. Many astronauts talk about a shift in perspective after seeing Earth from space. How has that changed how you think about humanity and our responsibility for the planet? Thank you, Jack. One last question, this one from Holywell School. This is from Ava. Nice one, Ava. This is about coming back to Earth. When you do come back, do you have to do some sort of decompression, Ava's asking? crazy. That's incredible. No more questions, Jack. I don't know if you can do me a Usain Bolt jump or a hula hoop, but it'd be wonderful to see some microgravity demonstration. Incredible. Look at that. Jack, thank you very much indeed for your time today, and everyone from Cranfield wishing the very best. Thank you again.
Station, this is Houston ACR. Thank you. That concludes our event.
Thank you to all participants. Station, we are now resuming operational audio communications. Station, Houston on 2 for Chris for timeline.
Go ahead on 2 for Chris.
Yeah, so this is about the vision test coming up in your timeline. We would like to move it a little bit earlier than the original plan, and we would like to start at 1650 to avoid getting into LOS. So it would be great if you complete the setup activity before that.
I'm in the setup activity right now, and I'm totally happy to do an early start. That works great for me.
Sounds good. Thank you.
And just a quick question for you. We were talking about maybe doing an additional vision test with another crew member as well to knock that out as well. Just wanted to check if you guys were tracking that or not.
Confirm that we're tracking that as well.
Copy all. Sounds great. In Houston, station on 2 for the eye exam. We've logged out of the SSC, and you may now begin the laptop prep.
Yeah, Houston copies. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for Chris for SSC. Okay, so 20 seconds to the handover.
Head on to Chris.
Yeah, we have here some issue logging in the SSC 7, so can you check the connection of the SSC 7?
Yeah, it's connected into the 4 vision testing Ethernet core.
Station Houston on 2 for Chris, you were cut at the LOS. Could you repeat, please?
I unplugged and replugged in the Ethernet cable. Give it a try now. That cable, Ethernet cable, is missing its clip, so it's kind of, you kind of can get it in there, but it has a tenuous connection, so hopefully that fixed it.
Houston copies. Yeah, we see that the SSC 7 now have a combine. Thank you very much.
Huntsville, station on 2 for the radiation-hardened GAN data downlink.
With you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I have the data from that SD card onto SSC4, and I was wondering, do you want me to just put the card back in, or do you need me to format the card or anything like that, or just take it out and put it back in the radiation-hardened GAN?
And Chris, we copy SSC4, and no need for any reconfigs on the card. You're good just to reinstall it back into radiation harden. And we copy thumbs up.
Copy all in Wilco. Thank you.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and T-Mini.
Hello, Munich. This is Jack on 2.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for your time. So we have a quick e-status update on the T-Mini. So basically, no joy with the data that was collected, and this invalidates the session that we had. But before we proceed, we would need you to provide us with the status of the headband battery.
Oh, yes, I was supposed to write that down. It was at 97% when I put it in the pack earlier today.
And Jack, we copy that. That sounds very good for us. So you basically, we would need you to restart a session from scratch. You're wearing the headband again for 36 hours. And to do so, the constraints still do apply. So basically no caffeine or exercise 3 hours prior to donning it. And the time window is basically not later than 2000 GMT today. Obviously,
okay,
yeah,
no worries. Happy to do that for you guys. Is that something that you want, that you anticipate timelining, or is it something that you just want me to go ahead and do tonight?
And Jack, yeah, this is at your convenience if you would like to perform this today.
No. Okay, no worries. I can do it tonight. That's not a problem. And so you just said no caffeine. What was the other restriction within 3 hours of donning?
And Jack, the restrictions are basically no caffeine and no exercise. And just one correction, this is if you want to do the activity. The activity has to be done today, and you decide when you want to do it.
Okay, I appreciate the flexibility. I'll probably just knock it out tonight then. I did my exercise this morning, and tonight will be too late for caffeine, so I'll just plan on doing it tonight.
And, Jack, one last item. We would appreciate if you let us know the specific time that you donned the headband as well.
I will do that. I will put that in a crew note in my pre-sleep period for you.
And Jack, also, please don't hesitate to let us know when you're ready to do it, and we'll be here to support you.
I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Jack and T-Mini.
Munich, station Jack's up on 2 for T-Mini.
And Jack, just to make sure that everything is clear, so yeah, there is no change from the previous information. We just want to reiterate and let you know that we are ready here on the ground to support the team in your setup whenever you are ready. And the time window is basically any moment from now and latest as soon after the evening DPC at 2000 GMT.
Munich from station, copy. It looks like I got a window after my ultrasound stuff around 1845 tonight. I'll try to do the team any setup around that time.
Jack, that sounds perfect for us. And for the procedure reference, it's basically the setup activity that you did on GMT 047 at 1610-1610.
Perfect. I will reference those, and I'll give you guys a holler if I have any issues. Station Jack on 2 for a laptop transfer from the Russian segment.
Jack, we see on 2. Go ahead.
Makoto, Sergey just floated down and brought a Ziploc bag with a Z-book and some spare laptop parts. He said Moscow asked him to transfer it to us, and I've got a temp stowed on the MWA in Node 2 and I'm looking for some guidance on what we should, where we should stow it, what we should do with it.
We copy that. We'll check and get back to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Houston, station 2-4, vision test stow.
Station Houston on 2, go ahead.
I was just going to do my vision test stow task, and I wanted to double check if you guys are all set with the laptop and I'm good to unplug it.
Yeah, we are checking, so just stand by. We'll get back to you shortly.
We'll float by.
Hey, Chris, one question for you. Is software still on? If that is the case, you can hit Q to log out from the software.
The software is still on, and you just said, what did you say, sorry, to close out from it?
Hit Q and log out.
Copy that. Q and then quit.
Q as Kevin and log out.
Sorry, can you say that again? Q and what, sorry?
Sorry, it's Q. It's a Quebec. Q as Quebec. And then log out.
Sorry. Q is in Quebec. My bad. Thank you. Okay, I'll copy all the code. I'll log out and get it all set back. Thank you very much. Appreciate the help.
Thank you very much. We copy that.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jessica at your convenience in cargo ops.
Go ahead on 2.
Hey, Jessica, we have a quick request regarding your cargo ops. If you're ready to copy.
Ready to copy.
All right. So first and foremost, just some quick context here. Some of the items that Jack is going to be using for his Venus flow setup tomorrow morning are currently in his TQ in an IMAC 1917. We need them in the HRF supply kit green, which is called out in line 39.09 of your stow track activity. We're hoping that you could prioritize completing this step at some point today and coordinate with Jack about accessing his TQ. There's no real timeliness for this to be completed today as long as it's done before the ops on the timeline tomorrow. We're just trying to streamline the setup activities.
Hey, I copy that. This is not the same step that we did the other day, though, right? Because I did Venus Flow today, and we did take out the syringes and needles already from that bag, and they're already temp stowed with the blood analyzer. Check that step as well. There's a chance it's the same one, and I didn't mark it, so I'll pull it up.
Copy. Yeah, we think we may have a slight discrepancy on the ground, but if you don't mind confirming that for us, we'll check that here as well and make sure we're on the same page.
Good work. Then Houston Station, I'm pretty sure that is the same item that I moved yesterday, because that's the same thing I would have used today for Venus Flow. Just it's a bag of needle and syringes. I can go down, float down there, and look at the label of the bag. It doesn't say what's inside it, but I'm pretty sure that's the one.
And Jessica Huntsville here. Yeah, we'd appreciate the confirmation if it's not too much trouble. And copy that. If it's ready to go, it's good in its current config. We were tracking that would have been back into the IMAC, but we'll update our ground tracking accordingly.
Okay, yeah, they told me this morning to leave everything in that temp stow location with the blood gas analyzer since he was going to be using it today. But I'll go down there as soon as I leave the airlock, and I'll report back.
Copy. I'll appreciate that. A slight miscommunication from our teams on the ground then, but appreciate the double check.
No problem.
Vision Houston on 2 and no response required. So we are coming on board with camera and the Columbus module, just for your awareness.
Station on 2 for cargo.
Station 2, go ahead.
I did confirm that that is the item I used today, so it is currently temp stowed in 0.5 CTP 5326, and that was in the setup for my venous blood flow the other day. So it's all set up for Jack for tomorrow.
And Jessica Huntsville here, we copy. That's a good config. Thank you for joining us.
Houston Station, this is Jack on 2 for venous thromboscan.
Station Houston 2 with you, Jack on 2.
Am I heading over to 4 for a private loop, or is there a new plan?
In a few minutes, that we're going to privatize that SU4.
I'll be listening in on 4 for them when they're ready.
Yeah, we are now waiting for the KU to lock up, and then we'll let you know.
Thanks, buddy. Nick, this is Jack on 2 for T-Mini setup.
And Jack, your Munich is with you on 2. Go ahead.
Got my T-Mini out and connected to the Everywhere app, and I'm just verifying things. My battery's at 98. My memory says 1% used, but the remaining recording time says 1 hour and 57 minutes. Everything else looks good, other than that random remaining recording time number. I just want to make sure that you guys are happy with that before I hit record and put this thing on.
And Jack, we copy that, and please stand by whilst we check on the ground.
Absolutely, I'll be standing by. Thanks.
Station, Munich on Spacial Ground 2 for Jack and T-Mini.
Next up on 2 for T-Mini.
Jack, thanks for the patience. So we will basically gather some information and provide this to you in the evening DPC later on.
Okay, perfect. I'll just keep it near me and ready to go, and we'll get an update then. That sounds like a great plan. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So, station on 2.
We're with you on 2.
Hey, yeah, just one question for you guys about tomorrow's plan. I'm wondering, for the blood draw in the morning, I know that it is a fasting one, but if I'm still fasting, is it possible to start that after DPC? I'm looking out. I know that there are the subsequent activities for the conclude and everything, but it looks like I have some think space after that as well, so I'm assuming it might work. But let me know what you guys think. I wouldn't mind sleeping in a little bit more if I could start that blood collection after DPC.
We copy that. We'll tag up with our teams and see what we can do for you.
Hey, thank you, and no big deal if it doesn't work out, but just thought I would check. So, station on 2.
With you on 2.
I was just wondering if you guys had an answer, this is Jessica, about the blood collection tomorrow. I'm getting ready to go to bed, so I guess I'll just do it at the planned time, unless you guys had another answer.
Hey, Jessica, we're going to lose you to a handover here in 7 seconds. We're working our hardest. We'll try and see if we can get you a better answer on the other side of LS.